I've always known there was something off about my mother. My whole life, she has never once taken an interest in me. But I think most would agree that mothers typically have some sort of role in their daughter's life, especially if they're an only child. My mom never has. For as long as I can remember, she's been indifferent to me and her only focus has been my father. She rarely lets him leave the house without her, and when she does, it's never for longer than 20 minutes, and she usually calls him once or twice while he's gone. As I got older, I found this extremely strange, but never in a million years I would have guessed what I think is going on now. Basically, I'm 17 years old, my mom kidnapped him, and I'm the product of a victim and his captor. I swear I'm not crazy, I'll explain everything as best as I can. We live in this big house in middle of nowhere. And last night my mom told me to clean out the storage room in the basement so she can put a piano in it for my father's birthday. Okay, fair enough. I know better than to argue with her. It was taking a lot longer than expected. The room was no bigger than a medium-sized bathroom really. But it had been packed wall to wall with the stuff before I knew it was 11 p.m. and I was barely halfway done. She hadn't told me what to do with everything, just that she wanted it gone. As I was attempting to move an antique looking coat rack that was missing two prong up tops, I noticed one of the legs has snagged on what was once a white trash bag in the far corner of the room. The thing had musty gray streak from the dust and was torn in some places. So to avoid all its contents spilling out, I reached down and carefully attempted to move it out of the way. However, there was a rip in the back and was out of my line of sight, and the jostling movement knocked something out of the hole and onto the floor. It sounded like when I dropped my student ID, like laminate plastic hitting the floor. Great, I thought. I pulled the bag out of the coat rack and tossed it behind me into the bigger part of the basement, no longer caring and quite pissed at my mom for giving me such a tedious and nitpicky task. I felt around the floor for the thing that had fallen, and finally my hand closed around a long string of nylon fabric. The lanyard, I picked it up and headed out of the room, assuming it was one of my parents' high school IDs before I glanced down and did a double take. It was a picture of my dad. He looked much younger, but definitely not high school young. I tore my eyes away and forced them to look under the photo, where it read Federal Bureau of Investigation. My jaw dropped. My dad is not an FBI agent. He's never even had a job as far as I know. He's a stay-at-home dad. My mom is the one who works. I noticed the name on the badge was wrong too. Neither the first nor short name were accurate, not even initials. I must have stared at it for a good 5 minutes while attempting to rationalize. Maybe it was from costume? No. They both hated holidays, especially Halloween, and it was far too elaborate to be a prop. When I finally managed to tear my eyes away, I instantly dropped to my knees and ripped open the rest of the deteriorated trash bag. A slew of strange items poured from its remains, but the first thing that caught my eye was a piece of folded letter in the shape of a book. I flipped it open. Federal Bureau of Investigation, same name, same picture, same signature, passport, driver's license, checkbook, all things that could have been used to identify someone had this same goddamn name on it. I don't even remember what was going through my head, if anything even was going through my head. There were an assortment of other strange items to go through. A wedding band, not the one I knew my dad had on his finger that very moment. A revolver, not loaded, a broken watch, a partially smashed flip phone. I remember being confused, like nothing was clicking. Was my dad leading some sort of James Bond double life? No. No, of course not. He barely left the house, so what was that? About 20 of my questions were answered when I found the newspaper. It was an article belonging to what I assume is some local paper in Washington, D.C. The same picture from the badge was on the front page, and the headline read as follows. Renowned FBI agent kidnapped, wife makes distressed appeal. I won't rewrite the entire article here, but this is a general summary. SSA had allegedly disappeared into thin air. Clues to his captor's identity have yet to be released to the public, but inside sources are claiming it's a woman who's been causing the Bureau trouble for years. Motives unknown. The person's wife made a heartbreaking public appeal for her husband's safe return on local news early this morning. This paper was dated October 16, 2003, exactly 1 year before I was born. I must have reread the article 10 times, and not once did the gravity of the situation truly weigh on me. Things like this only happens in movies, not to me or my family. And then I found the folder. It was a file folder. Printed on the front was Federal Bureau of Investigation, with classified stamped below it. There was a picture of my mom inside. It was a mugshot. I wasn't in the last bit surprised when I saw her name on the file didn't match the one I'd been calling her my whole life. She was a serial killer, a black widow as they referred to her. My fingers raced over the black print numbly. Her estimated body counts, whereabouts. Her guest next move. The final paragraph was about her connection to my dad, or rather, her obsession with my dad. The FBI agent, whatever I should call him. According to the file, she'd been stalking him for years, ever since he'd found her and locked her away. She'd escaped prison, and they'd assumed she would be coming after his wife. Clearly, they were wrong. Then came the letters. I noticed all the crumpled up pieces of notebook paper scattered on the floor. There must have been 15 of them. I opened each and every one, and they were all the same thing, the same letter, the same message, just worded slightly different. Some were shorter than others. It was clear the writer had been struggling with what they wanted to say, but this was the final product. I thought you would have known better than to let that bitch go on TV. I especially told you no media coverage. This was meant to be kept under wraps. If you care at all for the well-being of your coworker, you will get rid of it, or I swear to God, you'll never see him again. I'll make sure his death is more painful than even you could imagine. Feel free to look for us as much as you want, sweetie, but I promise you, if you don't follow the rules, you won't be finding him alive. This is your last. It cuts off here. I read that more times than I could have counted. And when I eventually put it down, I sat on the basement floor for about 30 minutes, just staring at the pile in front of me. Then I walked upstairs, got a new trash bag from the cabinet, and moved all the items in there. The light in my parents' room was dark. Like a zombie, I went in the bedroom, stashed the bag in my closet, and laid on my bed staring at the ceiling. I was numb. 5 hours went by, and I didn't even move once. My mind was going a million miles a minute, and yet not once I did a coherent thought. It wasn't until 4 in the morning that I came to some sort of sense. I shot up out of bed, yanked up my closet door, and tore through the garbage bag once again. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? I'd been in suspicion of my mom's behavior for years, especially after I took my school psychology elective and learned how abnormal her behavior was. I'd assumed she was a class of narcissist or something, with manipulative tendencies. I'd even gone as far to ask my dad about it. He'd always defended her weakly. I know you're probably wanting to scream at me. Why didn't I do something? Well, what was I to do? Go to police and tell them my mom's an asshole? She never physically abused him, or at least, I never saw her. And like I said, my dad defended her. No one would have believed me. But this, never in a million years I would have expected anything like it. My mom kidnapped him. She's a serial killer, and she kidnapped him. They stole him away from his wife, career, family, just because she could. Did she love him in some fucked up way? Still, so many unanswered questions. I combed the internet for traces of my father's article, but none were found. Same for his wife's appeal. I wondered about the trash bag as well. If my mom really was such a skilled criminal, like her file said, why had she left behind so much evidence? My best guess is she'd meant to burn it or get rid of it in some other way, but she'd either forgotten or something got in the way of her plans. I'm assuming the letter. So now here I am, writing this on my closet floor. I've been sitting here for about an hour now, staring at the wall and trying to decide what to do. My parents will be waking up soon. They like to go on early morning walks together. What do I do? What can I do? My entire life has been a lie. I don't know how my dad can even look at me. He's always cared for me, made up for the lack of attention I get from my mother. I owe it to him to get him out of this. If you have any advice at all, please let me know. I'll take anything you've got. I already know so little about my mom, so God only knows what kind of things she'd done to keep my dad in her cage for so long. There's a pretty good chance she'll find this post. Please, help before she does.